So, power's out again. It's shit. Mean, I'd suggest like Monopoly because that game lasts forever. The worst thing to happen during bloody quarantine would be for the fucking power to go out again. I know. I don't know. We could try and play cards in the dark, but I don't know how well that would work. Actually, I was reading this article, like, this morning, I think, and it was something stupid, like, if you, like, 30 out of 4, sorry, she was literally, it was a shitty fucking article that came up. It's like, if you get 30 out of 40, you're like a freak in the bed. And I was like, okay, let's try it. Oh, I wish I could find it. Let's take it back to like high school. Ugh, I hate calling high school. To when parties used to be fun in like your best mate's back garden and you would just get smashed on everything and then end up throwing up in their mum's plant pot. I'm not speaking from personal experience at all. But 21 questions. Why not? It'll pass the time. You know, like, my favourite colour and what my favourite TV show is and what my, favourite food is and how much I really fucking hate certain things and the fact that I hate spiders. So, why don't we just make it a bit more interesting? Well, it's not weird. I talk to my friends about this all the time. Seriously, you do not want to know what goes on in girls' group chats. It's ridiculous. Questions. So, I'll go first. Number one. What is your ideal night in? Oh, I'm not going to dive in straight off the bat, you idiot. Same. I could literally stay inside and listen and watch Netflix all day. It's good. Okay. Question two. No, you're not gonna get a go. You can ask your 21 questions later. Question number two. How long in a relationship or when speaking to a girl before you send notes? Seriously, you would do that on the first date? Wow. No, it's not like I wouldn't, but guess it's different. No, okay, right. Have you ever had a friend with benefits? Cheeky. We kept that one hidden. Considering I'm home all the time, you have definitely kept that well hidden. Have you ever kissed multiple people on one night? God, makes me feel like a bit of a slag now. Yeah, I was playing Spin the Bottle, and it always landed on me. Which I guess was alright because I ended up pretty much kissing everybody at the party. And yeah, it was a fun night. Have you ever spanked someone? Have you ever been spanked then? You're no fun. Oh. Go on then. Why don't you ask me a question then? Since you're so itching to. Well, I guess if I had to pick something I adore, it when a guy just doesn't say anything and then he just grabs you, kisses you, just pushes you up against a wall and oh, sends me going. And then talking like not being able to breathe, but just when he grabs your throat just a little bit. Oh, I could die. Seriously. It's so good. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit like that. Would you hit me if I kissed you right now? An idiot. Would have thought you'd have such soft fucking lips, man. No, this isn't gonna be weird, I promise. I won't make it weird. You know I'm good at making things not weird. So, is there anything you like? I mean, I'm definitely more of a show than a tell. So you're the dominant one in a relationship. That's interesting. No, I mean, I'm not saying that you're like overly submissive or anything, but. So you like it when a girl calls you daddy? You do? Daddy. Weird. Oh, that does fucking turn you on, doesn't it? Oh, you're one of them. Oh. Don't get me wrong, it's hot, but like, me and my like severe daddy issues just. Oof. You're telling me I've lived with you for like 6 years and I've never fucking kissed you? Oh, why have I done this to myself? Do you want to touch them? You are.
mean, on second thoughts, you do have massive muscles. I mean, I don't know how obvious it's been to you, but I definitely think you're 100% my type. Well, maybe we could see how things work out. Well, definitely a bit of a freak. Well, it appears you are too. I mean, I said we didn't have to sleep together.